92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. This is Conklin's Corner, a few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion. Charles A. Conklin, Post 28, brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Learn more at shslakeshore.com.
Attention veterans, Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore is looking for active, compassionate, and caring veterans to be companion caregivers for senior veterans who want to remain in their homes and could use some additional assistance. We want you. Earn extra income while giving back to those comrades in need. Contact Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore at www.shslakeshore.com or call us at 616-669-6925. And thank you for your service.
All right, here we go in the WGHN studio. I have two people from the Legion. We have Commander Walt Peterson here and Courtney Mills, your title again?
It's a VSO, Veteran Service Officer.
Wonderful. Good to have both of you here. What do you do, Courtney, for the Legion? Tell me what you do.
I help veterans get VA benefits, whether it be health care or compensation disability.
Okay. And do you find that a lot of vets will walk into the Legion and say, you know, I need some help with this. I don't know how to do it.
Oh, all the time.
I would imagine so.
When it comes to the VA, it's pretty confusing at times.
So it can be, can it? And it can be hard sometimes to get a hold of somebody, I've heard, sometimes,
correct,
too.
Including myself.
Okay,
Honestly, my walk-in hours, I have them every day, every week here at the Legion on Mondays from 9 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's wonderful. That's good to hear. And where did you serve?
I served in the Navy.
You did? Okay. How long?
I did 4 years, from 96 to 2000.
Thank you for your service.
Appreciate that.
Really, really appreciate that. And Walt, I know you. Come up to that microphone a little bit closer.
Yes.
We know that Walt's a Navy guy. Hey, we're into a brand new month, you guys. You guys are a well-oiled machine. I honestly, I mean that. On Wednesday from 5 to 7, a Swiss steak dinner. What's that all about?
That's they call it the savory Swiss steak dinner.
Okay.
And it's one of the monthly dinners that we offer practically year-round.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the favorites, very popular.
I would imagine there's probably a potato involved and some kind of vegetable in
yes.
a roll. There usually is at the Legion. How many people show up to something like that? What do you guys think?
It
how many?
It varies.
Yeah?
We can have 100 or more on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
It slows down during the winter somewhat because there's a lot of, well, they call them down in the South, they call them snowbirds.
Yeah, I know. I know. And they take off on us, don't they?
They do.
I'm telling you. And then the next day, you have something called the ALR meeting. What's that all about?
That's the American Legion Riders. It's a motorcycle club that was started, I'm not quite sure how many years ago mm-hmm. they started it at this post, but they do a lot of fundraising rides and everything. They also coordinate with other posts, Legion Riders. And they contribute quite a bit to the post on their own.
Very cool. And then, of course, on Friday from 5:30 to 7:30, it's all about the burgers. And I've heard those are phenomenal.
That is another one of the popular meals. I do want to mention that on Thursdays, every Thursday, Arturo's Tacos is at the post cooking in our kitchen and providing their enchiladas and tacos.
What is this?
On every Thursday.
Oh, okay. They're okay. Wonderful.
From, I believe it's 2 or 3 to 7 or 8.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I love their stuff. Very, very cool.
Very popular.
Let's see. So obviously on Veterans Day, that is on the 11th, you're going to have a social from 5 to 6 and then a 6 o'clock dinner, which is really important. We'll talk about that, you know, on the next mm-hmm. segment here. I believe the Marine Corps will be celebrating their birthday on the 10th. And you served in Vietnam, am I correct?
I did.
Okay.
I actually joined the Navy and requested an East Coast ship because my older brother was a Marine. He did two tours in Nam, 67 and 68, during the Tet Offensive, which is one of the roughest times over there in Southeast Asia. I knew I did not want to go over there, joined the Navy, requested an East Coast ship, and ended up over there anyway.
Wow. So. I auditioned for a play a couple of years ago with Central Park Players called A Piece of My Heart, and I had to drop out because I had a cancer diagnosis, but I learned a lot about the women. I have brothers that, you know, we would go to Selfridge Air Force Base and say goodbye, okay? And the other two were not drafted, but a lot of women went over to Vietnam. You had donut dollies.
Yes.
You had women
nurses.
Well, you had your nurses, you had the donut dollies that would serve up the donuts for the men, and that would hang out with them, play games, help them write letters, and things like that. And you forget that was not that long ago. It really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, there is a military woman's memorial being constructed, or that has been constructed, mm-hmm. in Arlington, Virginia. We actually are going to have, I forget her exact title for it.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Rhea Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to be a guest at our monthly meeting tomorrow.
That's incredible.
Yeah, she's a retired Chief Warrant Officer 5.
Okay.
Which is, I believe, the highest you can go as a Chief Warrant Officer.
Yeah,
wow.
It's the highest enlisted rank.
So she's going to talk about this. Take notes, and we'll talk about it the next time that you're in here.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, what do you love about the Legion?
What do I love?
Courtney, what do you love about going there every day?
I love getting to talk to veterans every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink or anything like that, but it's still a great place for camaraderie. It's a great place to learn and get information.
Mm-hmm.
The Legion offers a ton of scholarships for high school kids.
I had no idea.
I mean, we offer so much money when it comes to scholarships, and that comes from post-level all the way to state and national.
Wow.
So we also have a lot of benefits for veterans when it comes, mm-hmm. to, you know, helping out with Be the One, you know, preventing veteran suicide. I mean, there's so many programs when it comes to the Legion that's what's not to love.
Yeah, you're right. And you're helping people every day too. And you know, and sometimes we had talked about this, Walt, sometimes just a pat on the back, yes. a hug, or just a I see you.
Yep.
That's all someone needs,
exactly.
You know, and it just sounds like the Legion is a place. I mean, and I've gone there and seen bands and stuff and eaten there. And it's just a very welcoming place. And I don't even belong because I'm not a drinker, so I don't need to belong. But you are allowed to go and have a meal at the Legion if you don't belong.
Exactly. It's
you just can't get a drink.
One of the things we want to really impress is that we are not a lounge.
No.
We have a lounge.
Exactly.
But we are just so much more.
Mm-hmm. Our lounge is our fundraiser. It's our fundraiser to give to these scholarship opportunities and to support veterans and things like that. That is what the lounge is for.
That's why it's there. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I just saw it on Saturday the 8th, the Marine Corps birthday breakfast at the Legion. I wanted to mention that. I just saw it in the corner of my eye. So thank you both for your service. And I've really learned a lot about the Legion. Things I didn't even know.
You're going to be blown away when you review that history.
And you gave that to me in a thumb drive.
Yeah.
The history of the Charles Conklin Post 28. And who made this documentary?
Chris Petras.
Oh, he's incredible.
Yes.
Oh, that's all you had to say.
Incredible job.
He wrote a book as well.
He had, yes, yes.
And I have one of the books at home, but I don't know if we have any copies.
Yeah, I've met him before, and he's been in here before, but yeah, I can't wait to watch this. This will be great.
You'll be blown away. Give it to Mike when you're done with it.
I will do that.
But I do need it back.
You do need it back. I love it. I love this segment. And like I said, I've learned so much. And it's just a great way to talk about what is happening at the Legion. It's Conklin's Corner. And it's a few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion. Charles A. Conklin, Post 28, brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Head to shslakeshore.com to learn more.